The Dallas Morning News has paid a price for its Hillary Clinton endorsement, read a headline at journalism industry website pointer.org. The story reported that the News paid financially for its decision to endorse Clinton, although he had declined to say how many readers canceled their subscriptions. Dallas Morning News editor Mike Wilson acknowledged the endorsement came with a price tag. Certainly, we've paid a price for our presidential recommendation, but then we write our editorials based on principle, and sometimes principle comes at a cost, Wilson said in an email to Pointer. Consumers can do whatever they wish with their money, but I ask how ignorant one had to be of the Dallas Morning News editorial page, a sign, by the way, of how poorly read are the editorial pages, to not know the paper had turned left liberal years ago. Decades ago, like the once proud Chicago Tribune, the Morning News was one of the rare Republican and sometimes conservative voices during the dominance of the old media, but that changed long ago. In fact, at some point during the last decade, the editors there ran an editorial saying explicitly that they were indeed liberals. I covered that editorial on Pratt on Texas. They've been liberals for years, and so why be surprised by their Clinton endorsement? Subscribers can do what they want with their money. But they obviously weren't reading the editorial pages before this and yet found value in the paper, so why pretend all this has suddenly changed? I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m. and online at prattontexas.com.